little different kind of sermon and approach this morning. Break it up a little bit. We've got three sections to this service. All right? The first section is the shortest message I've ever preached. It's 5 minutes. You ready? Take your Bibles and turn to Genesis chapter 12. All right? Ready? Hold on. There's a seat belt there in your chair somewhere. You can hook on if you need to. All right? It says, "Now the Lord said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. And I'll make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I'll bless those who bless you, and I'll curse those who curse you. And in all you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed." Spenceware Bible Church exists today because God is faithful. That's it. God's faithful. No matter how unfaithful we might ever be, God is always, always faithful. And let me give you eight things within the context of Abraham's life. The first one in this passage of Scripture, God will faithfully be with you wherever he sends you. And that doesn't matter if it's in Spenceport, New York, or sends you to the hospital, or sends you through tragedy and hardship. God is faithful. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He sent Abraham and Sarah to a new country, but it didn't mean he wasn't there already. God is faithful to be there. Secondarily, God says he will bless him and bless his family, bless the nation, and bless the world because of Abraham. God is faithful to his plan. Dave made it quite clear in what he said before they sang that song, that God is faithful to his word. If God has a plan, and I believe with all my heart the scripture teaches that God has a plan, he's faithful to that plan, and it doesn't matter what anybody says, it doesn't matter what anybody does, it doesn't matter how powerful and how forceful people are, it doesn't matter how much evil is out there, God's plan will take place. Guaranteed. His plan will take place. And guaranteed, there is no plan B with God. He doesn't need a plan B because he has a plan A. And his plan will work as it did with Abraham. Turn over to chapter 15, if you will. Verse 13. In this passage, verse 13, this is a commitment to Abraham regarding the promise he gave in chapter 12. And he comes down to 13. This is the statement. He said to Abram, "Know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and will serve them, and they will afflict them 400 years. Even though God's people might go through hard times, it does not change the plan of a faithful God. It doesn't matter how difficult it is. It doesn't matter how hard it is. It doesn't matter what people might say. God's plans will happen even when God takes people through hard times as he did Israel. Verse 2, he says in the same chapter, "The Lord God will give me, seeing I go childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus." You'll remember that in Abraham's situation, it said that he would have descendants. And how old was Abraham when finally that took place? He was 100 years old. How old was Sarah? 90 years old. Is God a God who sometimes surprises us? Okay, sometimes things happen not quite like you planned it, but you can be assured of this, that God is faithful to his word to fulfill it, even when it doesn't happen like we think it ought to happen or how we think it should happen, God is still faithful. Turn over to chapter 22. Verse 1, it says, "It came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. He says to him, Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I shall tell you." I'm going to throw this in. You take it for what it's worth. God is faithful that will never ask you to do something more than you can do. And that's easy to say unless he's asking you to do something that you don't want to do or that's hard to do. That's tough. And it was tough. But he will never allow you to go more than you're able to deal with. Paul says that quite clearly in 2 Corinthians. Look in chapter 22, verse 8. Abraham said to his son, "My son, God will provide for himself a lamb for the burnt offering." So the two of them went together. The reason why God will never ask us to do more than we ought to or more than we can do is because God will always provide the means to do it, because that's the faithfulness of our God. It may seem difficult. It may not be easy to see the way out, but God always promises us a way out and through it. Why? God is faithful.